Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause for a day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fifth day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 663. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. As always, we have in mind our dear Chayalim, that they should come home to their families, and that those who have been injured should have a refuah shalema, and those who we have lost, they should bring nechama to their families and all of Am Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Kasorla of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida. There's a little bit of an asterisk because Rabbi Kasorla has been on the program before. Rabbi Kasorla is a beloved Rabbi at Cat Hillow Day School here in Boca Raton. But as of this week, Rabbi Kasorla has joined the incredible staff, the team at BRS here in Boca Raton. And this is a tremendous bracha for our entire community, and I believe this might be one of the big first things that Rabbi Kasorla is doing in his new role at BRS. And so I'm really, really excited. Wish him a mazel tov upon this great, incredible milestone for our community, and excited to have him here on the program to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by the recitation of the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Kasorla will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those who are held hostage, which is the Mishaberach for the Shuyim. Finally, concluding with the Mishaderach L'Cholim, Rabbi Kasorla will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the time to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kasorla.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali, and the OU, and obviously the incredible sponsors for this incredible program. Throughout the book of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu persistently tries to convince the new generation of Bnei Israel not to make the same mistakes as their forefathers. And instead of just saying outwardly exactly what the issue is in terms of telling them, what Moshe Rabbeinu does is that he makes sure to make indirect allusions to what's going on, to their sins. So in the beginning of this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu discusses different place names, and that seems to be a hint as to what exactly Bnei Yisrael is doing wrong. However, there was one major exception. The one major exception is the sin of the spies, the Meraglim, that Moshe Rabbeinu blasts the Jewish people for sending the spies. And when he does recall the episode of sending the spies, Moshe Rabbeinu changes a lot of different things between our Parsha in Parsha Devarim and the original source, which is in Parsha Shlach. In Parsha Devarim, Moshe says, "Vatikruvun elai kulachem, vatamru nishlacha anashim lefaneinu." All of you approach me and said, "Let us send men." This is very, very different than the account that's brought down in Parsha Shlach. It says there, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe lemor, shlach lacha anashim v'yatu et haaretz." There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to send the spies. And rather than placing the blame on Hashem or the spies themselves, instead Moshe Rabbeinu shifts the responsibility onto the people. A further significant difference in Parsha Tevari is that Moshe leaves out what kind of people these spies were. In Parsha Shalach, it says, "Kulam Anashim, Roshe B'nei Yisrael Hema." They were all distinguished men, heads of the children of Israel. Yet if you read Parshat Devarim, there's nowhere to be found. There's nowhere to be found. And the question is, why is there such a difference between the two accounts? The famed Israeli scholar Nechama Leibowitz gives a beautiful explanation in her studies in Sefer Devarim and maintains that these changes serve a distinct purpose. Blaming the spies would offer the people an excuse. Instead, Moshe underscores the people's own moral responsibility. She writes beautifully, is the listener who is misled by the seducer free from all moral responsibility? The Torah does not take such a view, but charges each person with responsibility for all of their actions. The listener has the choice of turning a deaf ear to evil words or of allowing themselves to be misled by them. It is their duty to resist. Nechama points out that while the account in Parshat Shelach emphasized the actions of spies as documenting what happened, the version of Parshat Devarim is Moshe parting a moral muster lesson. Each person is personally responsible and not to be swayed by the group. Every individual is responsible for the misdeeds of the group. Each one must resist evil and choose good, regardless of influence from peers, superiors, and leaders. As our festival davening says, it's because of our sins that we were exiled from our land, not because of the actions of the foreign oppressors alone. Nechama further observes that Parshat Devarim is always read in the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, when we even have the line, here in Sefer Devarim, how can I alone bear your contentiousness, your burdens, and your quarrels? The word Echa echoes the opening of the Book of Lamentations, which says, Echa yashra bada da'ir, how does the city sit solitary? Reinforcing this message of collective and individual responsibility, Nechama cites the Medrash, Kol dor shelo nivna beit hamikdash bi'amav, ma'ala alav ha'katuv, kela echerivo. Any generation whose days the temple is not built, the Torah says, as if it's they themselves destroyed it. This is the ultimate message of Tisha B'Av. It's up to us to bear the responsibility to resist evil influences and heed Hashem's call. Through this, we can become truly worthy to witness the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Now we're going to start the Tehillim. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. L'mesech mizol David. Yancha Adonai b'yom sara, yisagem Hashem Elohi Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umisyon yisadeka, yizkor komin chotecha, v'oratecha yitash nesela, yiten lecha chlevavecha, v'chor asfatecha, yemaleh, neranana bishuatecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yemaleh Adonai kol mishalotecha, ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicha, yaneh b'yishmei kosho, b'gburot, yeshe yamino, ele v'arechev, v'ele v'asusim, v'enach בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונית הודעת, אדוני הושיע, המלך יענינו ביום קראנו. Psalm 23, תהילים חב גמו. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אחסר, פינותה שירביסני, עמי מנוחות ינעלני, נשי ישובב ינחני במגלי סדק למען שמו, גם כאלך בגי צמבת, בו יררה, כי אתה עמדי, שפתך משנתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן, נגד צורריי, תשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי, רוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. From Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shira Ma'alot, Yisai Na Yilari, Me'an Yabo Ezri, Ezri Mim Adonai, Oseh, Shamayim Ba'aretz, Ayitem Lamod Raglecha, Ayanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yeminecha, Yomam Hashem Ashiyaketa, Ve'areach Ba'layla, Adonai Yishvorcha Mikora, Yishvor Et Nafshecha, Adonai Yishvor Sefa Bo'acha, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Ma'alot, Mema Ma'akim, Karaticha Adonai, Adonai Shima Bakoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashuvot, Lekot Tachanunai, Ima Avonot Kishvoriah, Adonai Mi Amod, Ki Mecha Selicha Leman Tivareh, Kiviti Adonai Kivta Nafshi, Veli Vara Ochalti, Nafshi Adonai Mishamrim Laboker, Shamrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Adonai Achesed, Erei Melfedut, Mehu Yifted Yisrael, Nikol Avonotav, Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil le David, b'yatol b'mamar, b'mara, tefila, koli el Adonai Azak, koli el Adonai Echanan, eshboch lefanav sichi, sarati lefanav agid, b'itakef alai ruchi, b'atai adata netivati, b'orach zu, alef tamufach li, habet yamin oreve, limakir, avad manos nineni, indoresh nafshi, za'ati elef Adonai, amarti ata, machsi, chalki, b'eret hachayim, akshiva erinati, kidalati, me'od, hasileni merodachai, kiamsu mimeni, hosiyam ממסקר נפשי להודות אשרנך, ויחפירו צדיקים, כי תגמור עלי. במובן תואחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנותנים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאה מצרה לברכה, ומאפלה לאורה, משיבו לגאולה. השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishibarach l'chaye tzahal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishibarach avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech achayale tzava ha'agana Yisrael v'yashe kochot ha'bitachon, ha'amdim al mishbar atzenu, והרי אלוהינו מגבול על לבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול על לבוא ערבה, לכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אוהבינו, הקמים עלינו ונגעפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע מחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויתריהם בחדר ישועה ובאתר ניצחון, וקיים בהם הכתוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, ללחם לכם, עם אוהביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ושביה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך וצל מוות, ומסורותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, ויושיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו מבני אדם, תקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ובתי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחולים, prayer for the sick. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את. ראש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליו לחלימו ורפואתו ולחזיקו לחיותו, וישלח לו מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, במרח לברעיו, ושישג ידע בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, עשה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sorla. Mazel tov again on the new position at BRS. Lord, the great things ahead, and we look forward to having you back here on the Daily Tehillim Call in the year of Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.